I have the pleasure of the company of Jamie Walker, Rocksteady. What is your job title?
I'm actually one of the owners and the studio director of Rocksteady, so I do a lot of different things.
Some pretty awesome games under your belt. List a few.
I used to work mainly in previous companies. I worked on children's games, so a lot of like Disney stuff, Harry Potter, stuff like that. And then when we started Rocksteady, we actually went to much more mature first-person shooters, such as Urban Chaos, and then now Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, and it's all over the place here. Massive banners, really cool, sexy darkness.
I think we've got the most pods of everyone, which is amazing. And yeah, we're on 5 different stands, and there's been an amazing set building. You know, Arkham Asylum, they've actually built part of the asylum, filled it with screens. It's pretty cool. And then we've got the Batmobile here as well, so there's lots of great sets up.
I photographed and twit picked that yesterday, and people on Twitter were telling me who designed the car originally, all the history of it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Joel Schumacher car, and you know, it looks awesome. So
yeah. It's, there's some Uber geeks out there that are watching everything that's going on. In particular, I've been asked to find out a little bit about, you know, Arkham Asylum, how long the developing.
Okay, so we've had just over 2 years to develop it. It's been an amazing journey. We've had an awful lot of unexpected freedom in terms of what we wanted to do. So we pitched the idea of setting it in the asylum. Something we were really passionate about, so we can keep the detail high, we can keep the story really intense, keep it a lot more character driven, because you know, DC and the Batman universe is all about the characters. The fans want to see the characters, they want to hear about them, they want to learn more about them. So it's something we're really passionate about, not doing a big sprawling game, but being a tight, focused game with really strong character. So 2 years on, here we are. It's the first time we've kind of put the baby on the doorstep, and it's freaking us out a bit, but we're getting really good responses so far.
Good responses from the people who are into comics.
From the players, yeah. From people who are, we're watching people play, and there's really, you know, there's some good head nodding going on. So
what's different about this?
About the game?
Yeah.
Compared to
anything else? that's a bold
that's
question.
That's a big question. How long you got?
Yeah.
I think there's one thing that we've done that sets us apart is we've taken what Batman stands for, what it is to be like Batman, and we focused on that. So when you play this game, you will feel like Batman, like you've never felt before. That's really was our main goal and focus for the whole project. If we can succeed in that, we've done a good job. There's lots of smaller parts to that, like how the combat works. As we have this free flow combat system, which is the idea that you fight between multiple different opponents at the same time. It's very much inspired by martial arts films, the flow of it all, the force of it all. That's been really successful. The detective mode, Batman is the world's great detective, so you've got to have that in there. A lot of other mediums tend to skip that, but we really wanted to focus on that. And then our invisible predator system, which is kind of like aggressive stealth, that's what we call it.
Yeah.
It's a really, really different feeling from hiding behind a wall. You know, you're up above everyone, you're looking down into the pit, and you're deciding who you're going to take out, what you want to do with them, how do you want to do it. It's a very powerful feeling, and again, it makes you feel like Batman. So that's
this cunning kind of preemptive. You can plan your moves and then stage them perfectly.
That's what Batman is about. You know, he's human. He's human, right? He's like you and I. We can't take bullets.
Yeah.
Very well.
That's why I kind of like him. Him and the Punisher were my, you know.
They're flawed. You know, they're really interesting, flawed, multifaceted, but real people.
Yeah.
We could be Batman if we trained a little bit.
Yeah, I'd probably have to lose a bit of weight.
Yeah, I'd probably have to start a few years ago, but we could do it, you know. And I think that's really kind of, you feel like you're with Batman rather than some sort of alien creature that you could never really understand or empathise with. I think that's really exciting. And he has to prepare. He can't just walk into a room full of guys with guns. He has to prepare. That's a really big part of his signature. DC sent us this, or kind of worked with us on this big list of what Batman is, what he does, what he doesn't do, and near the top of the list is his preparation. That's where he, you know, his gadgets are part of that preparation, his suit is part of that preparation. Everything about him is his preparedness for the situation he's going to enter. So in our game, we really wanted to make sure you had that opportunity to prepare. An invisible predator kind of gives you that moment.
Who's your favourite Batman from the movies? Putting you on the spot again.
Yeah.
Did you extract any of the characters of the movie stars?
No, I mean, you know, obviously we've seen them all, you know, as pleasure and as work as well. I don't personally really have a favourite. There's a lot of different things I like. So our influences came from everything,
yep.
But Arkham Asylum is a unique story.
Nice.
And it's part of what DC call the core brand. So you have the films and the comics and the graphic novels. We have the core brand. And that's what's been such a great opportunity with this one. Is it's a chance to really make a real Batman game,
yeah.
You know, using all the core characters. Again, we've had a lot of freedom working with DC. It's been great working with Wildstorm, which is Jim Lee's concept house. Those guys were awesome. Mr. Baldini, writing the story with him, that was incredible.
Yeah.
And a really good experience. So it is its own little part of Batman universe, you know what I mean? A new slice.
New slice, a HD moving comic of personalised. I'm going to be Batman as soon as possible now, man. I guess you got me excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited about it, you know. And like a lot of our team used to work in comic. I used to work in a comic shop. You know, we've got a lot of real comic heads, a lot of real Batman fans. That's not to exclude other sorts of gamers. Do you know what I mean? Like, we like to make accessible games for everyone.
Yep.
You don't have to be a Batman fan to enjoy this. And we didn't do that because we thought that would sell more copies. We did that because that's what we're passionate about.
He's a Dark Knight. He lives in the shadows. He's fighting for good. There's so many values there that we can get hold of outside of the comic.
Absolutely. You know, his morals are what sets him apart from a lot of other characters. And in this game, he has to make some really difficult choices about what's the morally right thing to do, you know. We really push him to the limit in this one, and if I could only tell you the things that happened at the end of the game, I was amazed. DC were so cool about it and
really?
So excited about it.
Oh, super freedoms and
crazy
freedom.
Stuff that happens, crazy stuff,
man.
And what's great is not everything's going to be announced. So a lot of the stuff we're doing, we've had some characters being announced, you know, Ivy's been announced,
yeah.
Bane's been announced,
yeah.
There's some stuff out there, but there's a lot more to come.
Exciting. Jamie, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure.
Cheers.